Traveling to villages and cities in central India gave me a healthy way to compare water resource decisions in the United States. I saw many happy Indian people toting water on their heads, twice a day, from a nearby water well. They collected just enough water to support the family with their indoor water needs. Outdoor watering in the cities, as well as non-agricultural areas, was not attempted because water was too scarce and important to support such uses. The dry and highly unpredictable and varied rainfall of India had a lot to do with this behavior. I suppose the stress for providing 1.2 billion people with drinking water each day also comes into play. I now look at use of our water supplies in America a bit different. Small changes in our water use will create a huge ability to adapt to lengthy dry spells that will be visiting our future lives. It just takes thinking differently about our priority of water uses. Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Wouldn't you know it, I found myself sitting in the office of Pat Mulroy, General Manager of Southern Nevada Water Authority. We discussed how Las Vegas manages their population's water use. The Colorado River is a critical source of water to Las Vegas. In fact, Las Vegas is 90% dependent on the Colorado River. The idea of being committed to only one source of water can be a bit worrisome unless you develop a public that can think differently about their water use.
You plan for the worst. You hope for the best, but you plan for the worst, and you have a plan in place. And you incrementally take steps today, knowing that that day's out there in the future. And you start getting your community acclimated, and you get your community thinking in a different way. And you make it affordable for them.
Outdoor water use is typically the greater portion of water used in an American community. We have become accustomed to growing large grassy lawns, beautiful bushes, trees, flowers, and gardens of all sizes. Choosing to remove some portion of these outdoor landscapes is one thing, but physically making the change also becomes an economic challenge.
Changing out landscaping is not an inexpensive proposition. And we use most of our water outside, just like every desert western community out there, because nothing would grow in a region that, in a good year, has 4 inches of rain. I mean, we've lived with 1 or 2 inches for a decade. If you live in that kind of environment and you use most of your water outside, that being the case, and since we reuse 100% of our wastewater, every drop of wastewater that hits our sewer system is reused. We knew that to get real conservation, we had to conserve outside. Well, making that capital investment is not affordable for a lot of families, and you don't want a differential between the rich and the poor. So by us saying, we'll give you that upfront capital money to make that conversion from turf to desert landscaping, which isn't this ugly picture that you have of rock, a cactus, and a dead cow skull. There's lots of things that will grow and are beautiful in the desert 12 months out of the year. When you give them the opportunity to do that, because you can't raise rates enough to make up for that upfront capital investment, people will respond.
Reducing the outdoor watering footprint in Las Vegas has sure been a success.
For us to have taken out $200 million worth of grass in this community through rebates and having been able to reduce our per capita consumption to where, despite the fact that we sit in the driest desert of the United States, our footprint, our water footprint, is 75 gallons per person per day. We've made huge improvements.
It's important to remember that the stress we feel from lack of a resource is directly linked to the choices we make regarding use of the resource. Thinking differently can bring very desirable outcomes when it comes to managing with less water. Fundamental to our lives and environment, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.